John 14, 10 through 18, here's what it says. It is expedient for you that I go away. John 14, 10 through 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you as orphans. I won't leave you as spiritual orphans. You can't plumb the depth of that. I won't leave you as orphans. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And divine access to all the Father has. He's the King of the universe. Develop a God inside consciousness. Become God inside minder. He's our helper, comforter, advocate, standby, counselor, strengthener, intercessor. All that's in you right now. I said it before. This is the Spirit planning your life. He planned it before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The evidence that He's in you is not how you feel or how you don't feel. Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8. John 14, 16, forever. Hebrews 13, 5. Let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions. Be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. For God Himself has said, I will not in any way fail you or give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not. This delivered me. This set me free one day. That depression tried to come on me again. And Gloria was quick to read this to me. Let your character, moral disposition be free from the love of money, not that part, including greed, avarice, lust, craving for earthly possessions, be satisfied with the present circumstances. That wasn't it. And with what you have. For He Himself said, I will not in any way fail you, give you up, or leave you without support. This was it. I will not. I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down. Relax. Hold on you. Assuredly not. He's not willing to give me up. I thought, devil, you just shut your everlasting mouth. Tell me things like that, it broke it forever. Because when the Amplified came out, it came out first in just the New Testament. I still have mine. And then it came out, it wasn't anywhere near this nice. Back there then, it came out in the whole Bible. I still have it. And the way I marked it up then looks about the way I marked it up now. Of course, when I had it back there then, didn't know much. Still don't know a whole lot, but I knew more than I did back there then. So, trust the God that is on the inside. Ability, efficiency, might, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Now, I want to talk about the standby. Now, I go a long way back, as you know. And do you like the push button now, for starters? Huh? You like that? You see it? Okay. Now, just imagine this. You've got two pedals down here. One of them's a brake and one of them's a clutch. Mm-hmm. Automatic? What do you mean automatic? They came out with hydromatic drive. I thought, what a cinch. sticks you. First gear, second gear. Third gear. That's it.
Yep.
A little more choke. Push, get running.
Yep, that's it.
You get up on a hill, you got to hold a clutch in and hold a brake in to keep them sliding down backwards. Yeah. I got in the Army. I already knew how to drive a Jeep. And the Jeep master came down there and he said, now, Copeland, he said, stay out of the mud. So we got in there. Well, a friend of mine had a Jeep, and I already knew how to drive it. I knew where the gears were and everything in it. So I got in there, and he said, you know how to drive this thing, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, come on, let's go. So we went romping off around that track, and I got the thing in the mud and in the four-wheel drive, and we just having. I said, Sarge, I apologize. I said, I'll clean it up. He said, forget it. It's clean. He said, it's fun. I cleaned it up myself. Hallelujah. I want to talk about the standby. Back in the day, you come up a hill, you're either going to have to shift down and climb. We drove to California one year, my mom and dad did, and the old board highway was still visible across the desert, where if there was a car coming, you had to pull off and let the other car go by and get out on that old board highway. And you'd see these bags hanging out in the front. They had water in them. And you had two bags. One, make cool drinking water. And another one full of water in case you had to pour it in the radiator. That's what it was like. The standby. But finally, man, you could push that accelerator down, and it would gear down. And I heard Brother Hagin talking about it. Standby power. That's what it was talking about. It wasn't automatic shift. It was an automatic transmission. But it'd only run through about three or four gears, and that is it. Then you get on a little hill. You press the accelerator down to the floor, it would shift down into another gear, and that was standby power. Why am I telling you all this? Because of our God. He is always the standby power. He is always there. He has always existed. And one of the first things I want to know, I think, there's a lot of things I want to know. How does a being exist forever? We're linear. He's like that. Well, I'm going to find that out.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
And we're going to sit down and talk.
Amen.
For a couple of thousand years. A new heaven and a new earth is coming.
Yeah.
And we're part of it. There's coming a hard time. And we're going to have to be there for him. Never, not very often. I don't think about it much. But Jesse's been to heaven for an extended visit. And he reminded me of this. He said, there's coming a time when we're going to be there and he's going to be standing there and say, depart from me. I never knew you. Didn't we prophesy in your name? It's in the book. I never knew you. I never knew you. That's going to be Jesus' hardest moment in his eternal life, because they will wind up in the lake of fire. It's too late. And you want to take care of that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory to God.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Don't let this time go by. Don't let it go by. It's so simple.
Yeah.
He's done everything but pray your prayer for you. Just do what I did. Just look up and say, Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you. Go ahead and pray it. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And I know from what you said, Jesus, when you were on earth, that I am now born again. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want to be there that day. I don't want to be there where he said, depart from me, I never knew you. It's coming. It's coming. But not only that, tomorrow's coming. Hallelujah. And you can go into tomorrow morning a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yes. Yes. And the rest of your life you wake up and say, good morning, Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to this. There's one more scripture that I want to read. Let's go back to the book of John. In that prayer, 17th chapter. We were reading there before. Now, here's another revelation. We pray in the name of Jesus, right? He said, Father, I have kept them in your name. You know what he said? I have kept them inside your name. In it. That gave me a whole... Well, the Bible said his name is a high tower. And the righteous run into it and are saved. Ah! It's in the book. His name is a high tower. He said, I have kept them in your name.
Amen.
In the name of the Father. So I want to go back here. And we're very close to closing. So I said, Lord, I've learned about agreement. He's praying, and I'm going to agree with him. And this is life eternal. I'm just going along good. I have glorified thee on the earth and finished this work. For I have given unto them the words that you gave me. I said, oh, I agree with that. And I just kept reading. And... And now I come unto thee, and the things that I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I said, glory to God. Yes, I take that. I have given you them your word. And I had really got over in the fourth chapter of Mark, the sower sows the word. I was just living there. I've given them your word. The world hated them because they're not of this world, even as I'm not of this world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from evil. I said, oh, yes, Lord, that's for me. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them, separate them through your truth. Your word is truth. Oh, I agree. As you have sent me into the world, even so I send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe in me through their word. Well, look.
Yeah.
All of them but Judas. One way or other, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That they all may be one, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they may also be one in us. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Oh, and the glory which thou gave me have given them. I take that. I and them that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that you sent me and has loved them as you've, that loved, no, it can't be. No, God loves me just as much as, no. God loves Kenneth as much as he does. No. Wait a minute. God loves Kenneth as much as he... God loves me. Well, of course he did. He went to the cross to get me. My God. He loves me just as much as he loves him. My knees were shaking. God loves Kenneth. That's what God loves Kenneth Copeland as much as he does Jesus. God loves me. He loves me just as much as he loves Jesus. And glory be to God forevermore. He loves me as much as he does Jesus. I haven't gotten over it, and I never will. It broke my heart. And it is still broken in his presence. He loves me. He loves you. He is love. And then he said, not right then, Kenneth, there's not anything you can do to make me love you less. You can disappoint me. But there's not anything you can do to make me love you less. And there's not anything you can do to make me love you more. He said, I just love you more every day. My God. It did to me then. The same thing it's doing to me right now. Here I am. I was 30 then. And I'm 88 now. That's a long time. And I can't get over it. I don't want to get over it.
No.
And then I found the scripture. He did it to bring many sons to glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thanks, God.
Thank you.
That's standby power. Oh, Jesus, thank you. This has been a magnificent week. Thank all of you for being so precious and kind. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I just carry all kinds of things in here, but I want to close with this one. You remember Rose and Bob Weiner? Did a lot of ministry on college campuses. It was a blessing to see you and Gloria in Washington at the Kennedy Center at the Glenn Beck rally at the end of August. We appreciate the word of faith that Gloria gave. When you pray, believe that you receive it. Amen. That's what she big. She said, take it. I told you when I saw you in D.C. at Courage with New Year's Eve and 09 prophecy. Now, March of last year, I was at a small prayer group at Harvard. After worshiping and singing in tongues for a long period of time, I had a vision. In this vision, I was above the clouds looking across the expanse of the sky. Myriads of them. Many looked like the Liberty Bell. I saw Jesus walking in the middle of these bells. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, you know, this is the only nation ever founded because people love me in the history of the world. I founded Israel because I loved people and made them a great nation to bring forth Messiah, the Savior of the world. But the United States of America was founded because people loved me and sought to create a nation where they could have freedom to worship me. And listen to what he said, I will never forget that. And he said this, his voice broke up with emotion. And you could hear that he was holding back the tears. Then he said, I'm going to move in a great spiritual awakening to call this nation back to myself, and it's happening right now.
Here we are, Branson Victory Campaign 2025. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go.
We watch Victory all the time, and we've been here every year other than 2005. We call this our spiritual vacation.
We're so excited. We came for the Victory Campaign, and we've been here before, and we're just excited to hear what God has to say.
2026 is the year of the big fix. The things that are being fixed are working in our favor, saith the Lord.
We'll do his work for him in the earth. Ephesians chapter 1, the church which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, which means what? We complete the work of Jesus in the earth.
I'm going to download all the services because I couldn't take notes fast enough to keep up with everything.
There's nothing better, there's no better association today than taking every opportunity you can to get the good word poured into you.
Healing belongs to me. You are not blessed because you are healed. You are healed because you're blessed.
This isn't just a school. It's the revival capital of the world.
At Kenneth Copeland Bible College, receive more than an education. Built on faith, integrity, and excellence, KCBC will help you uncover your God-given gifts, deepen your understanding of God's Word, and build relationships that will last a lifetime. Whether you're looking to build a strong foundation for your future or discover your unique calling, learn it here. Apply today at kcbiblecollege.org.
Are you facing challenges that are holding you back and seem impossible to overcome? You weren't created to live limited. You were created to live anointed. In his audio teaching, The Anointing Factor, Kenneth Copeland reveals the divine force that transforms everything, the anointing of God. It's not talent or luck. It's God on you, empowering you to do what only he can do. Discover how the anointing lifts heavy burdens and positions you to thrive, even in the toughest times. When you know who you are in Christ, it's impossible to be hopeless. See yourself through God's eyes, full of grace, wisdom, and power. Develop a lifestyle of flowing in the anointing every day, and be equipped to live in the promises of God. His word is alive. His name is anointed. And as part of his body, so are you. It's time to factor in the anointing and walk in the victory that's already yours. Request your free copy of The Anointing Factor by Kenneth Copeland, available as an MP3 download on kcm.org/TV special. This 10-message teaching series will help you learn how to factor the anointing of God into every part of your life. The anointing destroys every yoke of bondage and turns defeat into victory. This free offer is good for 60 days. So go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, and download your free copy of The Anointing Factor today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We receive the operation of the Spirit of joy today, and we renew our minds to the Word of God and make it the final authority in our lives. Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and Galatians 6:6-9, that's our foundation scripture for sowing to the Spirit and reaping your harvest. As you have stood in faith with us and sowed your financial seeds and prayers into this ministry, together we have been able to send out this message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle, and we're seeing lives impacted and changed forever. Thank you for being a part of sending the Word of God through the BVOV magazine, the BVOV broadcast, KCM events, and social media posts. The Lord called Brother Copeland to teach and preach faith, and through partnership, you are connected with a ministry that specializes in using their faith. And we agree with you on God's word for your mighty harvest. So let me pray over your offering today. Father, today we receive your hands open wide towards us to satisfy the desires of every living thing. It's your will to freely give us seed, and we freely receive what you have given us. And before you, we sow it freely. And we thank you with our seed, and we worship you for it. We declare our increase according to the fruit of your righteousness in us, and we speak all sufficiency in all things concerning our affairs forever. Amen. Now, if you've never been to a KCM event or it's been a while, I encourage you to put this year's Southwest Believers Convention on your calendar, July 28th through August 2nd at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. It'll be 6 days and nights of praise and worship and the preaching of the Word of God. The Word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland about this year that 2025 will come alive. Believe you receive that for your health, your future, your family, your finances, and all of your endeavors. Brother Copeland will be there, and he's invited 9 outstanding guest speakers to join him. The entire event is free to attend, so come and see what God has in store for you and your family. Receive his wisdom, get vision, and be energized and refreshed in your spirit. Let your faith come alive at the Southwest Believers Convention. Go to kcm.org/events for all the information and to register. Thank you so much for joining us today. And until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.